Let's turn our attention now to the weather forecast. Drew Lerner is here from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Drew, thanks for being with us. Let's hopscotch across the planet. It's first in the United States. Growing areas for corn and soybeans look like they'll be doing, what, okay over the next week or 2 days or so?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're going to see some aggressive development take place as we go forward through these next few weeks. We're going to see alternating periods of rain and sunshine and have seasonable temperatures for the most part, and that's going to stimulate some really quick development. And after that, we'll see what happens when we get further down the road. But for the next few weeks, looks very good.
In Europe, they came out of a really hot spell last week. Did they get rainfall?
They did not get rain. They did get some relief from the temperature extremes. We're back to more normal-ish across the continent. But France and Germany lost a tremendous amount of soil moisture in that heat wave last week, and they do not have topsoil moisture any longer in both countries. And the subsoil moisture is kind of limping along a little bit. So we do not see much precipitation for the next week to 10 days in either country, and so the stress will likely continue even though they don't have the extreme heat. So a bit of a concern there for sure.
That'll put pressure on the Black Sea growing region to make up for any losses there. Is that going to happen?
Well, you know, there's some interesting weather going on in that region. First of all, in northwestern Russia, a rather large part of western Russia actually is in a wet weather mode right now. And it's getting close to the winter wheat and rye harvest season. It will rain almost every day in that area for the next 10 days, and temperatures will be cooler biased. So there's going to be some concern about the quality of that crop there, also about the degree day accumulations that occur in some of the summer crop areas in the region. Farther to the south, though, between East Ukraine and Kazakhstan, those areas have been dry most of the spring and early summer. We're going to see that gradually ease up a little bit. We've got some showers in the pipeline here, and temperatures will be more seasonable for the next week to 10 days in that area.
Let's go further east to China. Their growing regions are doing how?
Well, the North China Plain has been way too dry through much of the growing season thus far, and there is a large portion of unirrigated summer crops in that region, and they are suffering from a lack of moisture. Crop development is behind what it should be, and certainly the production potential is beginning to drop. Now, there's an opportunity for some rain coming up here this coming weekend in a portion of that dry region, but it will not be widespread enough to fix everybody. A little follow-up system may come along about a week later that may also try to put a bigger dent into that dry bias. But at this point in time, I would just say that the bottom line is that we're really... Let's try it again. The bottom line is that, for the most part, that North China Plain is not going to get enough rain for a widespread fix, but they will see at least a shrinkage in the overall dry pattern.
And finally, I heard that you've done a pretty cool study for the fall here in the Midwest. What did it show?
Yes. when we look at the lunar cycle and the solar cycle, it's a rather... unusual to have these two cycles agree on much of anything, but they are both pointing towards the opportunity for cool shots of air to come along in the month of September. And if that indeed does take place, obviously with these crops being so far behind in their development, it does increase the potential for at least a normal first freeze date and probably increases that potential for a little bit of an earlier than usual frost freeze. And so we're concerned about the second half of September right now and obviously the impact that might have on our underdeveloped corn and soybean crops.
Are there years in the past where these cycles coincided that you can point to?
Absolutely. 1965 and the year 1983, both were very similar to this year in the sense that we had a lot of rainfall across the region, across the country during the spring, and then we went a little drier during the summer, and then we turned cooler than usual, earlier than usual as we got into the autumn. Those 2 years plus the year 2001 are part of this lunar cycle that repeats at about 18-year intervals. Well, 2001 did not generate an early frost freeze event, but we were also at a solar maximum at that time, whereas the 1965 and 1983 events occurred while we were at a solar minimum, just like we are approaching right now. And so there's a certain degree of similarity there, and that raises that potential for some frost and freezes, especially since the lunar cycle is already advertising some cool air for some of the north central parts of the U.S. We also looked at the year 1974 and 1995, which were both years that had crop development in the summer behind normal, and both years had a freeze as well. Well, guess what? Both those years were solar minimum years, just like what we're in now. And so that raises that potential for early season frost and freezes.
Hey, thanks so much.
All right. Have a good day.